The Packers front office wants to get Jordan Love's contract extension worked out before training camp starts July 22nd. General manager Brian Gutekunst says negotiations are being held right now. Love has 1 year remaining on his current contract, but reaching an agreement would eliminate a big distraction during a season the team feels it has a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. The price point went up a few million when Lions quarterback Jared Goff signed a contract paying him an average of $53 million a year. Plover native Joe Pavelski has officially retired, but the veteran with the Dallas Stars of the National Hockey League seems to be leaning that way. Pavelski was part of Wisconsin's NCAA National Championship team in 2006. He has appeared in 1,332 professional hockey games during his 18-year career. He reached the Stanley Cup Finals with the San Jose Sharks in 2016 and the Dallas Stars in 2020. He told reporters, "The plan is not to play next year." For Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer will have to make his way without his wingman as he tries to revive the Phoenix Suns. Reports indicate Darvin Ham was offered an assistant coaching position and turned it down. Ham was fired by the Los Angeles Lakers. He may be holding out for another head coaching position. Ham and Coach Bud worked together for 5 seasons in Atlanta and between 2018 and 2022 in Milwaukee. In national news, Luka Doncic didn't stay up all night to watch NBA Finals games as a kid. They usually started at something like 3 a.m. in his native Slovenia. He had school to get a few hours later. He'd wake up and find out who won. Make no mistake, though, Doncic was paying attention. The 25-year-old makes his NBA Finals debut for the Dallas Mavericks when they take on the Boston Celtics in Game 1 of this year's title series on Thursday night. He could become the first player to win a scoring title and a championship in the same season since Shaquille O'Neal in 2000. Sports and gambling are once again in the spotlight following lifetime bans handed to San Diego Padres infielder Tucupita Marcano and Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter. MLB said Marcano placed 387 baseball bets totaling more than $150,000 with a legal sportsbook. The 24-year-old Venezuelan with the 149 games of Major League experience became the first active player in a century banned for life because of gambling. His ban came nearly 2 months after an NBA pro found Porter disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and wagered on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose. Those are far from the only betting scandals involving professional sports. Top Kansas legislators have intensified efforts to woo the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs by offering to let the professional football franchise shape a plan for using state bonds to finance a new stadium in Kansas. State House Speaker Dan Hawkins and Senate President Ty Masterson said Tuesday that the legislature would consider the proposal during a special session set to convene June 18th. The two leaders invited the Chiefs to weigh in on the plan in a May 23rd letter to the team's chairman and CEO. Meanwhile, a new nonprofit group called Scoop and Score has launched a campaign for the proposal and registered 20 lobbyists. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.